takes place between 3 o'clock and 3:25, the morning of April 7th, 2006. Events occur in real time. Morning, everybody. James Lilacs here at the old, etc., out on the old highway, whatever. Long boomerang pattern for Micah, you know the drill. Oh, man. I was sound asleep when I got the call. It's supposed to come by here. It's odd. I'm supposed to meet somebody here. There's nobody here. There's one guy in the back booth over there. Never seen him around here before. He's just lighting matches with one hand and sort of flicking them out with the other. He doesn't seem particularly happy. Neither am I. It's a little early. Or it's a little late or whatever. I mean, I turned in early. What can I say? But I got a call, so here I am. And we'll, Well, that's my phone. Hello, James Lilacs. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm here. You told me to come here. What's up? Uh-huh. No. Go on. Somebody's going to make an attempt on the life of the chef in the next 24 minutes. Wait, what are they going to do? Make him lick raw chicken or something? Well, no, I'm just saying, the chef. I mean, why would anybody want to kill the chef? Really? Really? Hey, chef! I didn't know you were a deputy undersecretary for Homeland Security on deep cover assignment. Cool! How long? Oh, right. Oh, I understand that part, but I mean, 24 minutes starting from when? I mean, how did you get this? Did somebody FedEx you a note? Did you? Was it an email? Did they put it on a postcard? I mean, okay, all right. Well, yeah, no. Well, fax it to me. I'm opening up my laptop here, and I have the special non-standard government interface ready to roll too, so I should be able to, yeah. You know, when I got the upgrade, I didn't get the little module that makes it go beady 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 when things come up on the screen. Could I get that next time? All right. I'll make the sound myself. Okay, here it comes. Here comes the message. All right, I'm looking at the letter now. Yeah. It looks like you spilled some coffee on it. Well, no, it happens to all of us. I'm just saying it. It looks like it says, is that a 4 or a 3? I mean, could that be 23 minutes instead of 24 minutes? Well, it matters. I mean, if time is of the essence. Well, no, I'm just saying if time is of the essence here and it's actually 23 minutes, well, yeah, then we would have to move faster. I just like that clarified. I just wanted to have all my P's and Q's nailed down. Well, you think it was 24, but you don't know it was 24. It could be 23. All right, well, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing a 3. I mean, if I sort of mentally work back pre-spill, I think that's a 3. I do. Yes, I know we've wasted a minute talking about it. That's what I mean. Time is important, right? Okay. Well, all right. I'll be here. I'll be watching for something. If somebody drives a Cessna into the diner, I'll throw my body in front of the plane. Okay. All right. Keep me posted, and I'll keep you posted too. I'll keep my phone here, right open. I mean, off. I mean, turned on, really to receive, but not close. Right. Okay. Okay. Ah, I hate the new clocks they put in here. They're just so irritating. Let's check the chalkboard for the daily specials. Might as well have some grub while I'm waiting for world events to turn around me. Minute steak. Yeah. All right. I didn't even bring anything to read. Sort of thought I'd be either talking or meeting somebody or doing something. It's rare I don't have a magazine or something. The newspapers aren't out yet. Well, let's just punch up something in the jukebox here. Let's give old A7 a whirl. it just goes on forever. You know, that's one thing that kids today with their DVDs and their CDs and their MP3s, will never realize what it felt like when you took out an album and you looked at one side and there were no cuts. I'm pretty sure that that song by the Righteous Brothers just went on for the entire album side, and they edited it down to, you know, 18 minutes for the single version. But when you get an album and it had no black lines indicating specific cuts, that meant the whole side was one piece, man. Boy, that was heavy. Let's try something a little... Oh, my favorite guy. I didn't know he had another song out. Here we go. B4, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Texas, with the Crickets.
Take your time, I can't wait, for all the love I know will be mine. If you take your time, take your time. Boy, I just can't get on it, Norm. The page just blurs. Can't even see the words, looking right at them. I've gone through it so many times, it's just... going, you know, it's a circle, and the circle tightens up in case that was it, and another time comes before it's time to sing this one. Because I was singing, take your time, heartstrings will sing like... And that's what's getting me so bad, is the concentration.
That one really doesn't have hit written all over it like the others do. I like the whole spoken word thing, but... kind of loses its... Whoop, there we go again. Hello, WDIN, counting down to the hit. No, yet, you know, I'm taking this very seriously, yes. No, nothing's happening, nothing's... Anything on your end? No? Well, yes, I think we should know who sent the note. Do you want me to try doing it? I'm pretty good at hacking these things. Oh, yeah, there's nothing to it. All you have to do is... Well, you got to type really fast, and you have to sort of scowl and look concentratedly at the screen. You can figure out anything, no matter any password system, any encryption, any computer system. You can, I mean, the key is frowning and typing fast. Yeah, no, and preferably if you get some techno music in the background, too. I'll give it a shot. All right, I'll be here. All right. Okay, well, looks like I've got to hack this fax. I wonder how much time I have here. Oh, plenty of time. All right, let me call up some music to hack by here in the jukebox, see what they got here. Oh, yeah, this'll do. Almost got it. Harder. You know, it's a good thing I don't have a personal problem that would act as an agonizing counterpoint to all this drama, don't you think? And done! Got it! Yes! Yes! That was a knuckle-cracking exercise. Let me tell you, that was like 256-bit encryption in a file that appears to be written in Esperanto and written in reverse mirror image, like Da Vinci used to do. Not that Da Vinci wrote in Esperanto. Pretty sure he didn't. Although, we don't know exactly the full extent of Da Vinci's linguistic abilities. We can assume that he spoke Latin. Assume, of course, that he spoke Italian. But what regional dialects... Right, sorry, time, essence, etc. I'd say time is of the essence, but that's just simply too many words. And how many minutes do we have left here? Well, let me read this file, decrypt what I can, and I'll just punch up something at random for you to listen to that will take your mind off all this drama. Oh, did the left speaker break again? Ah. Thank you. I'm here. I'm busy. What? Yeah, I cracked the facts. Yeah, it's in Esperanto, so arrest everybody in Esperantia. All right? Listen, give me a few minutes. I'll get back to you. My God. I've just discovered something about this fax. I've discovered something that just changes the entire nature of the case. And I'll tell you right after this.
Bulova, first in fine watches. Yes, Bulova is first among all fine watches in beauty. Awarded once again the Fashion Academy Gold Medal for outstanding superiority in styling and design. The name Bulova on the dial assures you of matchless beauty, precision, and craftsmanship. In choosing a watch, choose a Bulova, America's favorite, the watch the stars wear. Bulova, masterpiece of fine watchmaking.
Okay, here's the thing. I cross-checked and triangulated the routing codes on the fax, and it appears that the fax came from inside the diner. I don't know how this is possible, because there's nobody else here except for me, the chef, and that guy sitting in the back booth lighting matches with one hand and flicking them out with the other. So I'm going to have to do a little perimeter check, if you will. I'm going to have to go and see if anybody's tapped into the outside lines to send the fax to the headquarters, which then told us that the hit was going to take place in 23 or 24. What did we decide? Was it 23 or 24? Well, anyway, I have to go check. I'm going to punch up some music for you here, and I'll be right back. At least, I hope I will.
Time waits for no one. It passes you by. It rolls on forever. Like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one. Goes on endlessly. It's just like a river flowing out to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss.
To do this, but could you come out front and vouch for me with the police? Somebody was driving by and they saw me out back and they phoned in a prowler and now they think that I'm... Yeah, so could you just come out from where you are behind that very secure position, outside, into the open? Thanks. I really... No, oh wait, no, 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 this is a very bad idea. Stay right there. Stay. I will deal with the cops. Thanks. I'll be right back. Maybe make me some pancakes. Thanks.
Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may.
Hello? I'm coming. Yes, Chief. Yes. Really? That's not Esperanto. That's Finnish. Huh. Well, you learn something every day. I don't know what Esperanto looks like, but I thought if anything does look like Esperanto, right. Well, I found that I did some work on the fax, and I found that the fax actually originated here, according to the codes that I had. The fax that you sent me, right? The letter. No, you're right, that wasn't a fax to begin with. That was a letter. How did you get the letter again? Oh, under the door. Right. And... No, I guess... Yeah, I guess... Well, I guess you're right. If I did track the codes and the fax, it would seem to have come from here inasmuch as it originated on my own computer, and the problem was not the fax, but the letter. Right. Okay. No. It's a minor thing. Just something I just spent 5 seconds on. Not at all. Not to worry. All right. No, everything's fine here. I've got... I now have police protection on the diner. I know. We don't like to bring in outside law enforcement, but they were in the neighborhood, and I just told them something might be going on. So they're going up and down old Highway 23 looking for anything suspicious. Right. Can't hurt. Can't hurt. More the merrier. Hello. Yeah. Well, he'll call back. All right, let's sum up. A threat has been made on the life of the chef. A letter came to the agency that told us within 24 minutes, 23 if you ask me, that an attempt would be made, and no attempt has been made yet, but we still have about 9 minutes to go. This letter was then faxed to me, and my evaluation of that fax revealed it to be, well, a fax, frankly, and that has nothing to do with anything, so I don't know why I bring it up again. I just feel stupid. And it's in Finnish. 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 Why does that sound so familiar? Why do alarm bells go off when I consider the Finns? What might they have to do with this? Huh. I think this calls for some frowning and typing. This is very interesting indeed. According to historical databases, the Treaty of Non-Aggression between the Soviet Union and Finland was signed on April 7th, 1934. April, fourth month, plus 7, that's 11, 1934, 11 plus 1934 plus 1 is 10, plus 9 is 22, plus 3 is 28. So all of the numbers in April 7th, 1934 add up to 28. You take away from that 24, the number of minutes in which it was supposed to take place, and you have 4. And there's only 3 of us here. That must mean the assassin is invisible. Well, I think I know what needs to be done. If I can't trap an invisible man, I don't deserve this badge that I am neither wearing nor carrying. But let me carry out my devious, brilliant little scheme here. And in the meantime, I'll punch up a tune utterly at random for you to enjoy. I'll be right back. Hello, Thwarted Schemes Limited. How may I help you today? Oh, hi, hon. Hi. Yeah, I'm still here. What's up? Natalie's missing? All right, don't call the cops. I've got the GPS thing, the little node that we implanted in her neck. I can track her from the satellites right here. Just hold... Oh, she's missing her stuffed dog. Oh, what does she want at this time of the morning? It's 3 o'clock. What do you mean? It's 3 o'clock. Yeah, no, anyway, the dog is, I saw the stuffed dog in the dryer. Yeah, she put it in the dryer. I don't know why. I have no idea. No, I'll be home as soon as I'm done. I think a couple of minutes to go here. Whatever. All right. You want me to pick up any milk? No? Okay. All right. Love you, too. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, while the song was playing, I was dumping flour all over the floor of the diner so that I could see the footprints of the invisible assassin when he came in. And, of course, at that moment, the guy who's been sitting in the back booth for the last 23 minutes or so flipping matches decides that's when he's going to leave. Then he walks out and tracks all over my nice invisible man detection system. Even throws me a matchbook on the way out. Midwest match and novelty. Whatever. Said he was going to go find someplace else interesting. Well, good for him. I wish him the best of luck. But as far as me goes, I'm sitting here, and we're coming down to the wire. We're coming down to the end of the 23 minutes, and if I was right about that blurred number on that fax that was sent to me, the one with the coffee spilled on it, then the hit should take place in the next 10 seconds or so here. Watching the floor, looking for footprints. Nothing. You know, come to think of it, I haven't seen the chef all night tonight. I've been talking to him. I've been yelling at him back there in the kitchen, but he hasn't answered. And I haven't seen him. Well, I'm sure he's okay. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's hunkered down in his own defensive posture. What time is it? What time? I just looked at my watch here. Did I set this for daylight savings time? Did we change any of the clocks? That was last Sunday, right? Did they change? They put any of the clocks ahead here? I don't think they changed any of the clocks, which means this isn't 3:24 at all. It's 4:24. Which means that, that if anything was going to happen between the hours of 3 and 3:24, it happened last hour before I got here. Because we didn't change any of the clocks.
Chef! Oh, Chefy!
I'm just gonna send that one to voicemail.